Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Butler, left side, Doncic's defender, backing up. Butler, hands off Curry. Curry, double back to Butler, beautiful pass, feeds Payton coming down the baseline, and Payton lays it in. What a pass by Jimmy Butler. 114-105 Warriors. Jimmy, can you hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Hey, great. First of all, congratulations on the win. Always good to get off to a good start. What do you think were the keys coming into this one?
Taking care of the basketball. We did okay at that. I feel like in the first half, we got some turnovers, like I always say, and get the ball to Steph. If we get the ball to Steph, we're probably going to win.
Well, it's also get the ball to you. You got to the free throw line tonight. You know, how do you read your defender to order to draw that contact and to get yourself to the free throw line?
Be aggressive. Don't shy away from contact. Go in there. Still try to finish, though. My guys is looking for me, telling me to be aggressive. It's a great start to the season.
I wanted to ask you about a couple of guys, a couple of teammates tonight. Jonathan Kuminga, for one. What a game he put together, and certainly in that third quarter, boy, it just seemed like he just kind of relaxed and playing ball out there.
That's what he does. That's what we want him to do. Don't think, just go out there and hoop. Go out there and be a fierce competitor. Guard, shoot the ball when you're open, attack, pass it when you're not. The game's simple. It'll tell you what to do.
The other guy I have to ask you about, because there was no deer in the headlights look from Will Richards tonight. What do you think of him?
Smart guy. That's what you get whenever you're a champion at the highest level. He comes in, he listens, he works hard, and he pays attention to everything. He's like a sponge.
By the way, I thought it was really cool you got the guys down to your house, showed off your wine cellar, the whole bit. I thought that was a really nice gesture, and I think that's going to go a long way for this club in terms of its bonding this year. Well done, sir. Well done.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Always good to talk to you, Jimmy. Have a great night. Congratulations. 31 points, 5 boards, 4 assists. Most importantly, the W.
Yep. Appreciate you.
All right, man. Jimmy Butler, my post-game guest. I'm Tim Roy. Warriors get the win, 119-109. So here on the post-game show, glad you were with us. Glad you were with us tonight. What a fun night it was for Golden State. Got some things going to work out, but some things were very, very good tonight. In fact, the Warriors, great balance shown tonight. Nobody with more than 14 shot attempts on the night. Butler, 7 of 14. Kuminga, 6 of 11. Pajemski 3 of 7, Curry 6 of 14, Buddy Hield 6 of 11. So there's really good balance around the Warriors' offense. 31 for Butler, 16 of 16 from the free throw line. Curry had 23, 8 of 8 from the free throw line. 17, though, for Buddy Hield, as he and Jonathan Kuminga combined to go 9 for 16 from 3. Kuminga with a 13-point third quarter, 17 for the night, 9 boards, 6 assists. And I can't wait to hear head coach Steve Kerr and his comments tonight about his squad's effort. You can hear that on the postgame wrap-up show on our flagship station. So let's take a look at what we have tonight to tell you about for free throws tonight for the Warriors. They were 26 of 29 on the free throw. So they made 26. So I thought tonight a couple things stood out to me. One was Jonathan Kuminga's full game, not just a scoring game, but the 9 rebounds, the 6 assists. Obviously, nobody plays a perfect game, but I thought Jonathan tonight at times was really, really good and gave them quality minutes as a starter, 32 minutes. A plus 20 for Jimmy Butler, plus 20 for Draymond Green. Draymond, 9 assists, 7 rebounds to go with his 8 points, 2 block shots. Curry, 23 points, had 4 assists, only 1 rebound, very low for Steph. Historically been a good rebounder throughout his NBA career. And then you mentioned Buddy Hield with the 17, 5 of 10 from 3, and a couple of huge threes right as momentum was starting to shift. But I thought the Warriors showed they're a deeper and more balanced team than the Lakers are at this point. No LeBron James tonight for the Lakers. 43 from Luka Doncic. And if you're a Laker fan, it just shows that Luka's in great shape. He's getting to the rim whenever he wanted tonight. But on the other hand, he played 41 minutes, scored 43 points, took 27 shots, 17 of 27, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, 12 boards, 9 assists, and you lost. That, to me, would be a little concerning. And then you put it on top of that, Austin Reeves had 26 with 9 assists and 5 rebounds. So between the two of them, 69 points, a total of 17 rebounds, 18 assists, 26 of 43 from the field, and it still came with an L. So they're going to have to find some other combinations, some other players to give them a little bit more than what they got tonight. The Warriors did a good job for most of the night keeping an eye on players like Rui Hachimura and Gabe Vincent. As they took 10 threes and made 4, but their attempts were very limited for most of the night. I thought the Warrior defense was pretty good, despite the fact L.A. shot 54%, but only 25 beyond the arc. The Warriors outscoring the Lakers by a count of 51 to 24 from 3. And that was a huge, huge difference in the game. L.A. crushed the Warriors in the paint, though, 62 to 36. But again, most of that was off of penetration from Reeves and from Luka Doncic. So if you look at the Warriors, turnovers and point of attack defense, those would be the two things I think you would look at tonight and say, okay, you got to get better at that. Got to clean that up a little bit. Well, I think the Warriors can be really happy with this victory. Friday, the Warriors go to Portland to take on the Trailblazers. And again, that is not an automatic win. Remember, the Warriors opened up in Portland last year and blew them out. But by the end of the year, that team was playing really good ball. They've got a nice young core there, and their future looks pretty bright. 7 o'clock on Friday night with the tip. Warriors in Portland. Then back home to take on Memphis and the L.A. Clippers. That is Monday and Tuesday, a back-to-back at home. You don't see those all that too often coming your way on the NBA schedule.